Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon, full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. I didn't expect that intro from you. I expect that from Skip and from Jay. Sometimes, especially Jay, when you're not here because he's a hater. But but that's okay. So, I don't know if y'all seen the previews coming out from the White House. Some of them has church music. It's like, hello. When he talks about what he's going to do. But what he says is, the White House says it's non-traditional. That's how they describe the president's seventh and final State of the Union address. Can you believe it's been 7 years since his last one? It's going down tonight, right in the thick of a highly competitive election season. President's State of the Union is expected to be positive, a positive pitch for America's post-Obama future. It will undoubtedly have a huge impact in the race for office, in the race for the White House. But will it be a strong finish for him is the question.
And as I'm writing, I keep thinking about the road that we've traveled together these past 7 years. The people I've met, the stories that you've shared, the remarkable things you've done to make change happen, to recover from crisis, and set this country on a better, stronger course for tomorrow.
That was a little teaser from the White House that they sent out. That was before they put the church music in there, the gospel music again. I'm not sure if you heard it. He sounds optimistic, but he's got to deal with a laundry list of issues, including ISIS, our national security, health care, immigration reform, and, of course, gun control expected to be a big thing tonight. Remember, in the First Lady's box, there's going to be an empty seat representing the people who have died from guns in America. So what were some of the president's legislative proposals when he took office? Well, let's take a little trip down memory lane.
Now, I strongly believe that we should take on, once and for all, the issue of illegal immigration. We should be working on comprehensive immigration reform right now. So let's get immigration reform done this year.
That was a couple of his speeches from over the years. That never happened. Congress did not want to do anything. After 7 years, Congress is still far from passing a comprehensive immigration bill. But the president, who knows, he may do it through executive action. Up next, the president tackled health care.
We still need health insurance reform. Here's what I ask Congress, though. Don't walk away from reform.
That was a huge win for the president. The Affordable Care Act was signed into law in March of 2010, and here he is the next year.
More of our people are insured than ever before. And in the past year alone, about 10 million uninsured Americans finally gained the security of health coverage.
That was a big applause after that. But when it comes to the environment, environmental issues, Congress has pretty much ignored the president's call for action. He's been calling for 7 years. Here he is.
With more research and incentives, we can break our dependence on oil with biofuels and become the first country to have 1 million electric vehicles on the road by 2015.
Well, it's 2016, and that still hasn't happened. And it's pretty clear that the president has had more success going around Congress. And in his final moments of his presidency, he's going to do it. Obama is starting to feel it, as he said, feel himself. It started to show last year during his State of the Union address when the president got in this good zinger when someone tried to get him saying, thank God he's not running again. Listen to this.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda. I know because I won both of them.
I love that so much. So the question is, will we see the president? Is he going to go around Congress more often, and are we going to see more executive action? Of course we will. And it is perfectly clear that the president is absolutely okay with it, because I say he is done and he does not care anymore. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. So people say, you know what, he should have done that a lot earlier. I think he should continue to do it.
I don't think he has any choice, though, Don, because the Congress of No is going to continue to block him at every turn.
I cannot disagree with you on that. I agree with you, and I think that, again, I just wish he would have done it sooner. And he did the right thing, don't get me wrong, trying to work with Congress, trying to work with reach across the aisle. But then I think for my taste, he figured out too soon that they will, too late, that they will never work with you. They don't like you. They don't work with you. I don't care he could propose the same thing that a Republican proposes, and they're going to block it just because it's Obama.
And let's just say another Democrat gets into office. Do you see the same kind of blockade in Congress that we have now that we'll have in 2017 and beyond?
Yes, I do. And it's even if it's Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, especially if it's, well, Bernie Sanders, they're not, because they say he's a socialist, right? He is a self-admitted socialist, so that's not a bad thing to say about him. But Hillary Clinton, they hate her. They can't even get her name out of their mouth before they
just How much of what the president's done, Don, do you think if the Republicans get in there, they will repeal? I mean, how much of his hard work do you think? They're just going to everything.
Everything, especially Obamacare. You heard the speaker, the new speaker, Paul Ryan, saying it's just a matter of time that they're going to repeal Obamacare, especially if there's a Republican president.
Well, that should be a reason for us to register and go vote.
By the way, y'all, you know who's leading in the national polls right now?
Donald Trump.
Can you believe that?
They love me.
They love me. The blacks love me.
You're going to get so tired of winning.
I can't believe it. Winning.
I thought he would be in it for the long haul, but I never thought, I have to be honest, that he would be leading in a national poll.
Well, believe it.
Watch the president tonight, y'all.
All right. Good job, Don.
Thank you, sir.